You know the drill by now. We don't start an episode here at Shouting is Funny until we've forced you to sit through a little bit of nattering. Unless you've skipped this, in which case, I suppose you win. But if you're choosing to listen to this, or maybe you can't be bothered to take your phone out and skip ahead, then hello and welcome to Wild Hollow Short Episode 5. Now, before we start, I want to very quickly tell you about our Patreon. We now have 5. Yes, you heard that correctly. 5 patrons. Thank you very, very, very much to everyone who has signed up so far. Now, I have some good news. Our brand new behind-the-scenes podcast, Inside Wild Hollow, is launching in March. Every 2 weeks, we're going to be releasing a new episode, which will focus on either a character, a location, a song, or a creative process related to the world of Wild Hollow. If you sign up to any of our Patreon tiers, you'll get access to Inside Wild Hollow, and then depending on which tier you've chosen, there's downloadable goodies, a gallery of concept art, merch discounts, and even an original piece of artwork personalized exclusively for little old you. Check out everything that's up for grabs over at shoutingisfunny.com/Patreon. Starting at just £3 a month, you'd be directly helping us to create more of the Chronicles of Wild Hollow. There we are. Natter over. Not too painful, was it? Enjoy episode 5 of Wild Hollow Shorts. Wild Hollow Short. Hollow Herald Archive. Entry number 402.
Right, what's next on the list then? Hollow Herald Archive, entry number 402. Small dictaphone cassette tape found on Fortuna Beach, labelled Property of Digby Whippet, the now missing Hollow Herald reporter. That's intriguing. Some signs of cosmetic wear. Internal tape undamaged. Logged and archived by yours truly, the Bear of Bad News. Right, let's see what treasures we have here.
Testing. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1. Lovely. Right, hello. This is Digby Whippet, Hollow Herald. This is day one of my research trip, exploring homes in unlikely places. So I heard about this undersea community set up by a large snail. And, after some letters back and forth, I got an invite by a chap called Richard. So we've all heard the stories of this place over the years. So I'm quite excited, actually. So now I'm waiting to be picked up from a set of coordinates. I'm standing on some big rocks just off the coast. And, oh, something's moving. Oh, wow! It's a blooming whale! I think I've got to get in. Here it goes. I'm inside the whale! We're on the move now. Oh, it's very wet. And, God, what a smell is that? Sliding all over the... Never seen anything like... Right, well, I've arrived at the community. Oh, it's more like a city, huge place. Someone's coming over to say hello.
Hello! Oh, welcome! You must be the journalist who wrote the letters!
Yes, Digby Whippet, Hollow Herald.
Well, you have a beautiful cursive, Digby.
Oh, thank you.
I'm Richard, of course, but you can call me Dicky.
It's quite the place you have here.
Well, let us give you the tour. It's lovely to see some fresh new faces round here. It's been a while since we...
Oh, he's rather grating, isn't he? Right, let's see what's next. Nope, still going.
Now then, this article that you writing about me. I was envisioning one of those stories you read at the back of the paper, about people who have had a wonderful long life full of achievements, with quotes from everyone who loved them.
Do you mean the obituaries column?
No, I was thinking more of a double-page spread. Now, Digby, do you mind if I call you Digby?
Well, of course, that's my name.
Wonderful. I was thinking of the title. How about How Richard Got to Primus? Or The Newt Extraordinaire? Or, if you fancy something more literary, Memoirs of a Saint in Waiting.
Well, I actually already have a title. As I mentioned in my letters, this is part of the series I'm doing called Homes in Unusual Places.
Well, I must say I thought mine had a little more joie de vivre, but we can work on it together.
Well, yeah, sure. I was thinking we could just get started with some questions and see where it takes us.
Well, of course. Let's get started. Everyone, I'm being interviewed. Places!
Oh, wow. Oh, okay. Hello, everyone.
Hello!
Right, so, Richard, here we are in Primus Central. It's rather extraordinary.
Thank you, Digby, isn't it just? We've been building this place into a metropolis of peace and opportunity for years now.
Now, Richard, we've all heard the fairy tales about this place, but is it true?
Well, as you can see, our city is built inside the bowels of the first whale ever, Primus. The story goes that old Primus has the power to reveal your deepest truth, but only when a certain song is played on an ancient instrument called the whale song.
Tell them about the song, Keeper.
Quiet, Janet.
Sorry, Dickie.
So, Primus has been laying here for centuries, waiting for the songkeeper to return and play the whale song. And now, so are we. Aren't we, everyone?
Yes, Richard.
So, you're all hoping to find your truth.
We sure are, and it could be any day now. So, in the meantime, you can rent a wonderful little shack and enjoy yourself exploring the markets and attractions we have. Think of it like a holiday, but all the time. Right, everyone?
Yes, Richard.
It was, nice of everyone to hang around back there. Are they always so attentive?
Well, the thing is, Digby, although I'm doing an excellent job of playing host and making this place look so fantastic, we have had a spot of bother lately, so a good puff piece in your paper would be just...
What sort of bother?
Just some visitors that disrupted and disturbed and discombobulated and...
What did...
No, I've got one more. Defecated. Yes, that's right. Defecated. They defecated everything.
Do you mean desecrated?
No, Digby, not like coconut shavings. Anyhow, they left a right mess and we've been on tenderhooks ever since. So you see, we could really do with the tourism boost and the people need a bit of light relief. I, for one, have made my public serenades far more regular. Really cheers people up. You can write that down if you like, how much it cheers people up.
Oh, I should have said. I'm actually just recording everything. See?
Oh, I see. How very modern. How very big city. Hello, Wild Hollow.
So, Stuart built the whole place then?
Oh, Stuart is the founder, yes. Came here when his shell was no larger than a Rice Krispie. Brought the first home with him on his back. Now we run the place together. Like co-managers.
But he was the one who created the city.
Correct. Now, as I mentioned, he's not in the best of health right now, so we'll have to keep our chit-chat nice and short. And here we are!
Oh, hello there. You must be the journalist.
Oh, Digby Whippet, Hollow Herald. Pleased to finally meet you, Stuart, and sorry to hear that you're feeling under the weather.
What? I'm under the weather?
Yes, Stuart, you've not been feeling well, remember? So I've been answering all this chap's questions for you.
And you've been wonderful, Richard, but I would love to have a chat with Stuart about the place.
Of course. I'll just stay here, in case.
Right. Well, Stuart, can I start by asking you what brought you here to begin with?
Oh, well, it was the story. Just like everyone else. I was a young little snail and my imagination just took hold of me. I went off searching for the whale from the fairy tale. I never thought I'd actually find it.
And you've been here ever since?
quite right. All these long years waiting.
But you haven't just been waiting, Stuart. You've created a thriving city. He's an entrepreneur.
Well, it does look like you've done quite well for yourself, Stuart. And this is a particularly lovely shack.
I suppose it's all about what really matters to you, Digby.
He's really quite a role model for success.
How can we measure the value of our lives? Our time.
Anyway, I think Stuart's getting a little tired, aren't you, big man?
Oh, I was just...
Digby, let's take you to have a look at some of our newest rental properties. Our latest luxury shacks are all built from flat pack.
What we've done with our time, is it worth what we've done?
Well, side one is complete. How curious. Our little whippet is asking questions aplenty. What will he find? Side two begins.
It's Digby here. So, I've snuck away from Richard for a few minutes. Thank heavens. Told him I needed the loo and then headed back to the market. I want to talk to some of the locals about the place. Something feels a little off and... Oh, here we go. Some of the traders. Hello? Excuse me? Hi. Hi, Digby Whippet, Hollow Herald. Would you mind having a quick chat for the story I'm writing?
Oh, hello. I don't think I should talk to you. Sorry. Bye.
It's just a little chat about Prima Central and... hello? Oh, darn. Excuse me? Hello? Hi. Would you mind having a quick chat with the Hollow Herald?
Sorry. Not meant to talk to the papers.
Please, just a couple of minutes. Hello?
Over here. Behind the burger van.
Hollow. Digby Whippet, Hollow Hey, you're the heckler from the crowd earlier. Janet?
That's right. Now look, I'll give you some answers, but you gotta ask the right questions.
Okay. Well, firstly, why did you come here?
Same as anyone, looking for the truth, fancied a holiday. Heard it was beautiful in the fall.
And you've been here for how long?
3 years, 6 months, and 2 days.
Wow. I don't think I could afford a holiday here for that long.
None of us can. Why do you think there's so many market stalls? Gotta make some hollow dollars, don't we?
And, I mean, does that work for you?
Ha! Let me put it this way. After rental payout, citizen tax, trader's tax, leisure tax, truth fund contributions and expenses, I can make just about enough to buy buns for my burgers.
Sounds like Stuart has quite the setup going on here.
It's all the newt.
Richard?
Taxes, lease fees, all him. He's been squeezing this place ever since he got here.
Well, at least you'll be ready when the songkeeper comes along, though, right?
Huh, sure. I ain't holding my breath.
You don't think the songkeeper's coming?
I can't talk about that.
Why not?
Just can't.
What's going on? Has something happened here recently?
You're really digging, aren't ya?
Richard mentioned there were some troublemakers here not long back. Who were they?
Now you're asking the right questions. Look, I gotta go. You've had your time.
Wait, Janet, wait. Why don't you just leave this place?
Digby! Where are... Oh, there you are. Where have you been? I thought you might have fallen down a blowhole. Now, what's going on here? Janet?
Nothing, Dickie. Just giving him directions. He got lost.
Yes, very lost. Apologies, Richard. No sense of direction, me.
Right. Well, come. I want you to see our newest row of developments on Left Rib 40. 85 luxury shacks, and I'm going to show you every single one. Come on.
I will not be subjected to another half an hour of that new prattling on about real estate. Let's find some more juicy bits, shall we?
Oh, Richard, what hope can we still hold out? I fear I have forsaken everyone.
Don't be silly, Stuart. You built this place. Look at it. You can't give up. I won't let you.
It's a lie, Richard. These people will never hear their truth. The whale song is gone. The songkeeper came and went. You saw her yourself. They all did.
Never mind all that. We just have to keep up appearances. I fed them all the same crap. Songkeepers coming back, etc., etc. We have new developments ready to go. We need the business.
It's a lie.
I'm doing all I can here, Stuart. I'd appreciate it if you did the same.
A lie, I say. It's all a lie.
Keep your voice down.
Please, Richard. I can't do it anymore. You told me I could leave whenever I wanted. That was 3 years ago.
Will you be quiet, you stupid old invertebrate? The reporter could hear us. I've left him looking at the allotments, but he'll be back any minute. What was that?
Oh, darn.
What was that? I think there might be someone hiding around a corner, or nestled in an alcove, or lurking by the doorway, or maybe, although I can't be certain, are they tucked behind the curtain? Oh. Hello, Digby.
Hello, Richard. I was just...
Now, Digby, I must admit, this has confused me quite a bit. I was just having a chat with my friend Stuart over something that is really rather private. I don't mean to pry, but was it simply a mistake to be snuggled up betwixt my drapes? Smuggled in behind my blind? Were you just hanging behind my hanging? Or is there another reason why you think it's appropriate to be such an advocate for nasty snooping? Such a shame! There I was hoping you might want to join us down here. You got me all excited, then you went and pulled a stunt like this. I have to say, it takes the biscuit.
Richard! Let the poor lad speak. I implore you. Let the poor lad...
Speaking of poor, is that why you came here in the first place? Did you want to laugh at our misfortune? I imagine that your readers would be ever so invigorated hearing how we waste our lives just waiting. Waiting and 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 waiting.
Wait. This whole thing is a lie. Everyone out there, the thing that drives their lives, will never come to pass. It's all a farce. And you pull the strings, you're behind it all, the master puppeteer. You've been down here for years. Years.
You don't understand. They look to me, they look for leaders.
Surely it's better to hear the truth. I know I'd want to know.
I do what I must to give them help. I try to steer this ship.
But it's madness. You really think the people here deserve to be pawns in this game that you play? I've never seen such a greedy display.
Greed? Okay, yes, let's call it that. How selfish am I to be feeding them, housing them, while we all wait? While we all wait till that blessed day comes when we all hear our truth. We all hear our truth. We all hear our truth.
Oh. Richard, you don't still believe, do you?
All I have ever done is believe. And you expect me to just stop.
But Richard, the chances of the whale song actually coming to Primus were always minuscule. But to expect it to come again? Dear boy, it's a fantasy.
You have thousands of citizens in this place, thousands, all living your fabricated dream. You need to let them go.
No! food, shelter, oxygen, for pity's sake. You think you think we all just magically breathe down here, do you? I have negotiated regular deliveries of all necessities from Fortuna City for as long as I can remember. They would not be alive if it wasn't for me. The least that they can do is wait with me.
Richard, maybe it is time. I implore you. I think that it is time. Come with me, and we can live, truly live, far from this place. What do you say, Richard? What?
Sorry, my old friend, but unfortunately that isn't something I'm willing to do.
Richard, please.
So now then, let's all get back to normal. I want things back to normal, so I'll have to deal with you.
I am leaving. If you won't let these creatures go, then I will have to release the biggest story the Hollow Herald has had in years. Thousands of Hollonians held hostage beneath the sea by a psychotic newt.
I thought that you might say that. Oh, dear Digby, did you really think that you'd be leaving here knowing what you know? Clearly you have underestimated just how far this newt's prepared to go.
I snatched this off the reporter when he wasn't looking. I'm about to shove it out of the blowhole. Our only hope is this somehow makes it to shore. My name is Stuart. I'm trapped. We all are. Thousands held against our will. If you're hearing this, send help to Primus City. I repeat, send help. Oh no. Here he comes.
Quite the escapade, Mr. Whippet. It seems your investigation was very deep indeed. That's quite good. I'll write that one down. That. All right. Hollow Herald Archive, entry number 402. Contents of items logged and examined thoroughly. Should really report this one to FACT for official investigation. But this really is such a lovely addition to the archive. So, I'll probably just pop it up there on this shelf. Nice and safe. Yes. The Bear of Bad News, signing off.
You have been listening to a Shouting is Funny production. The role of Digby Whippet was played by Harvey Badger. The role of Richard was played by Christian Powsland. The role of the Bear of Bad News was played by Lawrence Cole. The role of Stuart was played by Tom Chudley Evans. The role of Janet was played by Emma Levy. The role of Hercule Poirot was played by David Suchet in the iconic ITV series, or Kenneth Branagh in the new films, if you're into very big moustaches. All music was created in-house by Shouting is Funny. You can visit our website at shoutingisfunny.com, and you can follow us on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and support us further via our Patreon by simply searching Shouting is Funny.
What was that? You wish there was a way you could publicly show how much you're enjoying the Chronicles of Wildhollow?
Well, guess what? There is. You could hit that follow or subscribe button to make sure you're hearing the most recent episodes as soon as they release. You could leave us a 5-star rating or a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. Or if you want to literally put your money where your mouth is, we have a Patreon. If you simply can't wait for more Shouting is Funny content, then our new behind-the-scenes podcast, Inside Wild Hollow, will be launching exclusively to Patreon members in just a matter of weeks. Now, we're hard at work and very excited about what comes next for the Chronicles of Wild Hollow, but for now, we'll see you next month for one final Wild Hollow short.